What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Garasafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Soybean market, Don, absolutely on fire. Soybeans have just had a heck of a run, not only in the flat price that we talk about at the Board of Trade, but the basis. Actual cash price you're getting here in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota is surprising people. And that has to do with unbelievable demand. So we're getting a double win here, triple win. We actually have the soybean bushels in Dakotas. We have the basis. We have the price. You know what that means. Farmers should be selling and protecting risk.
Got some higher prices in the overnight. A lot of focus seems to be on what's going on with the crop ratings that we'll get this afternoon.
Yeah, crop ratings will be interesting. Obviously, prices going up comes at a cost to somebody. So the drought in the Midwest, in the I states, Illinois, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, call them an I state, just big struggles there. Very little rain for the month of August. So that'll go under the what's not hot category.
So stock market, we pay attention to that. That still seems to surge.
Well, we got two. That'll hit both choices, Don. That hits the what's hot stock market at all-time highs. It also hits the what not hot. You have to have compassion, Don. Poor people, unemployed people, folks who are really struggling, don't own a lot of stocks. I see homeless people in Chicago, down here in Fargo, walking around. I guarantee they don't own Tesla or Apple stock. They're just looking for a hot meal.
Yeah, it really, you kind of see that divide between the rich and poor more at a time like this.
It's a challenging time, especially coming into the election.
No doubt. What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, again based in Mayville, North Dakota.